The first agreement, be impeccable with your word. The first agreement is the most important one, and it's also the most difficult one to honour. It's so important that just with this first agreement, you will be able to transcend your current state. This first agreement sounds very simple, but in reality, it's very, very powerful. Why your word? Your word is the power you have to create. In the Bible, there is an opening stanza that says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God." This is a very powerful statement, because it tells us that through the Word, we are able to express our creative power. It is through the Word that everything is manifest, regardless of what language you speak. Your intention manifests through the Word. What you dream, what you feel, what you really are, all will be manifest into the world through the Word. The Word is not just a sound or a written symbol. The Word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think and therefore create the events in your life. You can speak. Other animals on the planet can also speak. They mimic our speaking. However, they do not have the power to create from their word. The word is one of the most important and powerful tools you have as a human. It is really a tool of magic, but like a sword with two edges. Your word can create the most beautiful dream, or it can destroy everything around you. One edge is the misuse of the word, which creates a living nightmare. And the other edge is the impeccability of the word, which creates beauty, love, and peace on earth. So depending on how it's used, the word can set you free or it can enslave you even more than you know. All the magic you possess is based on the word. Your word is pure magic, and its misuse is dark magic. The word is so powerful, in fact, that one word can change a life or even destroy the lives of millions of people. The Second World War began because of Hitler's word, based on fear-generated beliefs and agreements. He will be remembered for centuries due to the fact that his word convinced others to commit the most atrocious acts of violence. He activated people's fear with the words, and this resulted in killing and war all over the planet. The human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. These seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, a thought, and it grows. The word is like a seed. And the human mind is very fertile. The only issue is that very often it is a fertile ground for the seeds of fear. Every human mind is fertile. But what is important is to see which kinds of seeds our mind takes to and grows, and prepare it to receive the seeds of love. Every human is, as I said, a magician. We can either put a spell on someone with our word, or we can release someone from a spell. We cast our spells all the times with our opinions. And during our childhood, our parents and siblings and others in our life gave their opinions about us without even thinking. And we believed these opinions. We lived in fear of these opinions. We are not good at swimming or sport or writing. And as a small person, we believe these opinions and believe that this is who we really are. We may have been told that we are ugly, and so we grow up with the idea that we are ugly, never imagining how beautiful we really are. By hooking our attention, the word can enter our mind and change a whole belief for the better or for the worst. One day, someone hooks our attention and, using the word, tells us that we are beautiful. And suddenly, because that person is important to us, we believe them and we make a new agreement. And as a result, we no longer feel ugly. A whole spell has been broken just by the power of the word. Conversely, if you believe you are ugly and someone hooks your attention and says, "Yes, you really are the most ugly person I've ever met," the agreement will be reinforced and become even stronger. In this first agreement, we use the word impeccability. Let's see what it means. It comes from the Latin peccatus, which means sin. And the im in impeccable means without. So impeccable means without sin. A sin is anything that you do or say which goes against yourself. Everything you feel or believe or say that goes against yourself is a sin. You go against yourself when you judge or blame yourself. Being without sin is the exact opposite. Being impeccable is not going against yourself. When you are impeccable, you take responsibility for your actions, but you do not judge or blame yourself. So from this point of view, the whole concept of sin changes from something moral or religious to something that is quite common sense. Sin begins with the rejection of self. Self-rejection is one of the biggest sins that you can commit. Impeccability, on the other hand, leads to life. So being impeccable with your word is not using the word against yourself. Let's consider an example. Say I see you in the street and I think of you and call you stupid. It appears from the outside that I'm using the word against you. But in reality, I'm losing my word against myself. Because you are going to resent me for this, and your resentment is not good for me. Therefore, if I get angry with my word and send all that emotional poison to you, I'm actually using the word against myself. Compare this with love. If I love myself, I will express that love in my interactions with you. And then I am being impeccable with the word because that action will produce a like reaction. If I love you, then you will love me. If I insult you, you will insult me. If I have appreciation for you, you will appreciate me. If I'm selfish with you, you will be selfish with me. So I use the word to put a spell on you, and in return, you put a spell on me. Being impeccable with your word is the correct use of your energy. It means to use your energy in the direction of truth and love for yourself. If you make an agreement with yourself to be impeccable with your word, just with that intention, the truth will manifest through you and clean out all the emotional poison that exists within you. But making this agreement is difficult because we have learned to do precisely the opposite. We have learned to lie as a habit of our communication with others and also with ourselves. We are not impeccable with the word. Furthermore, whenever we hear an opinion and believe it, we make an agreement and it becomes part of our belief system. And if we take a moment to consider our daily human interactions, we will find that we are casting spells on each other with our own word constantly. And these actions over time can become the worst form of dark magic. And that form is gossip. Gossip is, at its very worst, pure poison. We all learned how to do it by agreement. Often when we were children, we heard adults around us gossiping about each other all the time, openly giving their opinions about other people who weren't present. Even their opinions about people they don't know. So the emotional poison gets transferred along with the opinions. And we learned that this was the normal way to communicate. Gossiping has become a major form of communication in human society. It has become to be the way we feel close to each other, because it makes us feel better to see someone else feel as badly as we do. There is an old expression that says, "Misery likes company," and those who are suffering don't want to suffer alone. All of us for years have received the gossip and spells from the words of others, but also from the way we use our word with ourselves. We talk to ourselves constantly, and most of the time, the things we are saying are negative. "Oh dear, I look so fat. I'm getting old. I'm losing my hair. I'm never going to achieve that target." So you see, we use the word against ourselves. And we must begin to understand what the word is and what the word does. It's important to understand with the first agreement, "Be impeccable with your word," that we need to first look at the way and make changes with the way we deal with ourselves. And later in the way we deal with other people, starting with those you love most. Let's consider how many times you have gossiped about a person that you're close to in order to gain the support of others for your point of view. How many times have you hooked others' attention and spread poison about that person in order to make your opinion right? Your opinion is nothing but your point of view. It's not necessarily true. Your opinion comes from your beliefs, your ego, and your own dream. Yet, we create all this poison and spread it to others so that we can feel right about our own point of view. When we adopt the first agreement and become impeccable with our word, any emotional poison will eventually be cleared from our mind so that our communication and our personal relationships become clear and clean. The impeccability of the word will also provide immunity from anyone putting a negative spell on you. We only receive a negative idea if the mind is fertile ground for that idea. So when we become impeccable with the word, the mind is no longer fertile. Instead, it is fertile for the words that come from love. We measure the impeccability of our word by our level of self-love. How much do you love yourself, and how you feel about yourself are directly proportionate to the quality and integrity of your word. When you are impeccable with your word, you feel good, you feel happy, and at peace. So now is the time to consider. Are you willing to make this agreement to be impeccable with your word? Just this one agreement can change your whole life. Impeccability of the word leads to personal freedom, success and abundance. And it removes fear, transforming it into joy and love. Just imagine now what you could create in your own life and the life of others with the impeccability of the word. Thank you.